Hi, I'm Bill Corcoran Jr., and I'm your host for the On the Stacks podcast. Today, I'm chatting with Ted Womple, Executive Director of Visit Luzerne County. Welcome to the On the Stacks podcast, Ted. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. I'm really excited to be here today.
I appreciate you coming in. So, Visit Luzerne County, what is your role at Visit Luzerne County, and how did you land there?
So it's an interesting story, but as you know, Visit Luzerne County actually is the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Luzerne County. So we're responsible for promoting tourism in Luzerne County. I became the executive director in December of 2018 after serving for 2.5 years as the city administrator for the city of Wilkes-Barre. And before that, I spent 32.5 years in the insurance industry before I retired.
What really made you get involved though with this organization? Like, how did it really happen?
So everybody that knows me knows that I'm big about promoting everything that's good in the area. There are some things we need to worry about, but there's so much better stuff going on here. And I've been a big cheerleader from when I was back with Liberty Mutual to working for the city of Wilkes-Barre. And when I had an opportunity with the county to take over the Visitors Bureau and again, be the big cheerleader, not only for the city, but also for Luzerne County, how could I turn it down? Because at this point in my life, it's all about passion.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one thing we're going to touch on in this podcast episode is the great things that go on here in Luzerne County. But before we get into that, I do have some other questions. So you brought this giant, large cutout of Mr. Peanut on the stacks. What is the significance in the history of Mr. Didn't he die? Didn't he die during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, so I guess that's the question, right? So yeah, as everyone knows, it's without argument that Mr. Peanut started here. And when we found out that there was a possibility that we would see the demise of Mr. Peanut during the Super Bowl, we capitalized on that and thought, you know, we need to do something to celebrate the life of Mr. Peanut based upon what the tradition was with Mr. Peanut. So we kind of figured, you know, no one knew what the exact ending was going to be, how it would turn out. So we counted on two different endings. One is if Mr. Peanut really did die and they showed that, we would celebrate what he meant to this area. If it showed that Mr. Peanut died but came back, then we would celebrate again basically the fact that, you know, this is the tradition that's coming back to the area. Well, when we saw the ending, it had a third ending that we didn't count on.
Plan C.
Plan C was the baby peanut. And the question was, is he reborn? Is he reincarnated? What is it? So once we got through all of that and decided that we were still going to go on with the celebration, and we had actually had this plan for that week leading up to it, we did a nice little celebration in front of our Visitors Bureau office on Public Square, had a lot of speakers show up. We had a lot of former people that used to dress up as Mr. Peanut showed up. So it was actually pretty cool. And at the very end of the short ceremony, Kings actually brought out the Mr. Peanut Glockenspiel on top of what was the old Ramada. And right at the very end of the ceremony, he came out and rang the bell, which is actually pretty cool.
That's great.
So we are now, as you see, we're taking Mr. Peanut with us everywhere we go.
I see. I think right before this, where did you say he just came from? He's a little banged up.
Mr. Peanut spent a tough 4 or 5 days at the Philadelphia Flower Show. So he's showing little signs of wear. I mean, you know, he is a little bit nutty and, you know, he's...
See what you did there.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
We hopefully he'll come out of his shell during the podcast.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to. Is there anything coming up in the near future that you could tell us? Is there anything you know that or can
with
you not...
With Mr. Peanut?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not even sure where the marketing goes with that, with Planters Peanuts. So, you know, we're very cognizant of that, not wanting to do anything to compromise their marketing. So we're kind of wait and see. But in the meantime, we're taking Mr. Peanut with us everywhere we go. And once the new marketing starts, we'll decide where we go from there.
And today he's on the stacks.
Mr. Peanut was on the stacks. How about that?
That's great.
I love about Luzerne County, Billy.
Absolutely.
This is the good stuff.
Yes. Sure, for sure. So, one other thing, you know, that I want to touch on is a lot of people sometimes have a negative attitude about this area, Luzerne County, NEPA in general. And, you know, I want to squash that once and for all. And the famous quote that I hear too often that I don't like is there's nothing to do here or there's nothing to do in NEPA. That's so not true. And what, Ted, tell us what is there to do in NEPA.
Yeah, so whatever you want to do, you can do in Luzerne County. You can do you want to go see a sporting event, you can go to see the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. If you want to go see a baseball game, you can go up to Music and see the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. If you want to ski, we have ski slopes. You want a casino, we've got casinos. You like food? We've got a lot of different kind of ethnic restaurants in the area for you to go to. We actually have a pizza trail that you can find on our website at visitluzerncounty.com and check out the 10 different pizza places that are on the pizza trail. If you like craft beer, we have a beer, wine, and shine trail. If you like hiking, we've got the D&L trail. We've got Ricketts Glen State Park, and we did a survey of residents and visitors to Luzerne County last year. And the number one place that people like to go.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Visitors or residents was Ricketts Glen State Park.
Wow.
So, you know, it tells people that we're known for our outdoors and people like the outdoors. So you can do whitewater rafting. You can hike and bike trails. You know, obviously in the fall, it's the fall foliage. You know, there's so much to do around here. It makes me cringe too when you hear people say there's nothing to do. And if you really want the big city stuff, we're a 2-hour ride to New York City. We're a 2-hour ride to Philadelphia. I mean, everything is here and it's convenient. It's why it's a great place to live.
For sure. For sure. So this kind of leads me into my next point about what else is there to do and what is there to do in NEPA in Luzerne County. You guys have the Rock in the River event coming up, I think this summer. It was last summer. It was a major success. I want to say there was over 7,000 people at this event. Tell me more about that.
It was great. It was the brainchild of County Manager Dave Pedry, who said we need to make more use of the riverfront. And he came to the Visitors Bureau and said, I want you to put on a concert series for me in July. And we said, okay, we'll get to work on this. We formed a committee. We took 3 weekends in July, and we brought in tribute bands. We had a great committee. Will Beekman helped organize the entertainment. And over 3 weekends, where we promised the weather would be great, and it was, we had about between 6,500 and 7,000 people showed up. It was great entertainment. It was great fun. The one thing I'll remember forever is on the last concert, when it was the Dave Matthews tribute band, Proud Monkey, I stood with Dave Pedry in front of the stage right before Proud Monkey took the stage, and we looked at all the people, and hardly anybody was on their cell phones. Everybody was talking and laughing, renewing friendships, making new friends. It was just all great stuff. We looked at it and said, this is who we are. This is what we want people to know Luzerne County is. It was just a great moment for the county.
That's great. And how did the whole thing really come about, though? I mean, there was probably so many people responsible for putting this thing together. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, can you tell me a little bit more of some behind-the-scenes stuff, that how you guys pulled all this together? Maybe a couple shout-outs to who else may have been responsible. I mean, I know there's probably a list that goes on and on and on, but...
Yeah, so I'll miss some names, and I will mention some names, so apologies to those that I may miss, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the staff of the Visitors Bureau right from the very beginning, from Donna Keyes and Megan Felak to Gay Novak, put a lot of time and effort. When I came back after the meeting with Dave Pedry and told my staff that we were putting on a concert series, it was a dead silence, and I said, we can do this. We're up to the task. We kind of put our heads together and said, let's reach out and see what kind of a committee we can form. So it started right off the bat. Lindsay Griffin from the Chamber, you know, came right up and said, I'll help with all the sponsorships. Will Beekman said, I'll help with the entertainment. John Mayday says, I'll help with the Job Johnnies. You know, you got to have them, right? Susquehanna Brewing Company came up, said they would want to help. Geisinger was the title sponsor last year. King's College, Guard. All the different organizations and businesses that stepped up, and all the people representatives of all those. Mike Murray, Carrie Miscavige from the Times Leader did a great job with us with the publicity. It was just a great event for Luzerne County.
That is really tremendous. Thank you for sharing all of that, because you know there's so many people involved. And shout out to every single one of those people that you just mentioned, the organizations. I know there's probably so many more that you didn't mention, you know, but there are so many people that all came together, and that's really what Luzerne County is all about. That's what this area is all about. You know it, I know it, and, you know, shout out to everyone in Luzerne County for really making that happen.
And just to see if we can do one better, so we were challenged to put Rock in the River 2 together in 2020. So on July 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st, we're going to have Rock in the River 2 with basically that same committee. Getting together and saying we can do one better, doing 4, than we did last year. And you'll start hearing some information on that coming up in the next several weeks.
That's great. And obviously, you know, you just touched on that, but to make it real clear, last year was the first year for this. So, I mean, the first year was a major success. So kudos to you guys for really putting all that together and really making it happen. And I'm so grateful that this is happening again this year. And really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I appreciate the comments. And again, the credit really does go to that committee. I mean, I was kind of, you know, driving the bus, but everybody did all that work. And without that, it would have been very difficult to pull off. So from my staff, through all the people in the community, and again, if there's names that I missed, I apologize. But there were so many people involved. And nobody had a bad thing to say about it. We had no incidences. There were no... The sheriff's department did a great job, you know, with crowd control and making sure that everybody, you know, was on their best behavior. It was just a great event. You come after work at 5 o'clock, grab a bite to eat, grab an adult beverage, sit down. Opening band comes on, you know, then the headline band comes on. 9 o'clock, people are going home. And you had a great night, great end of the week. So I've seen these in other communities, and it was just a great idea to bring it here to Luzerne County.
Yeah, and what, you know, as far as promoting the event, like, you know, how can our listeners keep an eye out for the promotion of this event coming up? And I think one other thing that some people might say, like, well, where the heck am I going to park? But I think I remember last year there was tons of parking that was opened up so that it enabled people to park, and there's probably a lot more that goes into all that. But, you know, I just want to make clear to our listeners that, you know, that shouldn't be an issue. So, you know, these people need to go.
Yeah. So two things. So one is, you know, how can people get there? You know, LCTA last year also provided free transportation to the concert series. So people that wanted to come and wanted to just take the bus and leave their cars at home could do that. And I think LCTA is talking about doing it again this year. We didn't do a whole lot with the parking, and I'll tell you why. There's plenty of parking around downtown Wilkes-Barre. And one of the things I said that we were going to do was we're going to teach people how to walk again. You know, we want to get away from the mindset that we need to park on top of the venue. And with parking at the courthouse and parking at the courthouse parkade, parking at King's College, parking at the parking lots downtown, there was so much parking. All people had to do was walk through downtown then to get to the portal, the Millennium Portal, where the concert series was. And then how about this? After the concert series was over, they walked back through town and passed all these different businesses, you know, passing by Franklin's and passing by Cafe Toscana, or stopping in and grabbing a bite to eat and grabbing a beverage. So that was the whole idea, was, you know, we're having in this section of town with plenty of parking, and people took advantage of it.
That's fantastic. So also regarding the event, are you guys looking for more vendors this year? Do you need more sponsors?
So last year we dipped our toe in it just to make sure we could pull this off with not a whole lot of problems. So it came off so well that we're going to be expanding this year. One of the things that we heard people request last year when we had Susquehanna Brewing Company there as the beer provider, this year we're going to have a Honey Hole Winery be there, and so we're going to have wine available. We're going to add a couple of more food vendors. We'll have a pizza vendor this year. We're going to have an actual section that the Rail Riders and the Penguins will be sponsoring. It will be a kids section, and that will be at a spot off to the side so that the kids can come with their parents and have a great time. We're getting requests from sponsors all the time, and we are having our sponsor packet distributed shortly. So there's plenty of opportunities. We've had businesses call, how can I be a sponsor? Can I be a small sponsor? Can I be a larger sponsor? What do you need? You know, people saw it after the first event is when it went crazy. And people are like, how do I get in next year? What can I do next year? We started hearing from bands up and down the East Coast wanting to be a part of the concert series. Every local band wanted to be a part of this concert series. But, you know, they wanted to open it. They wanted to be the headline band. We're still getting calls today. And every day I send Will Beekman a note. We just heard from a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band that they wanted to be part of the concert series. So if I can, you know, part of the idea, a great thing about hearing from all these different bands is it's a variety of music. So I think Will did a great job last year of getting the different kinds of bands. We opened with Yellow Brick Road, which was the Elton John tribute band. We had a country band in the middle, and then we ended with Dave Matthews tribute band. So there's music for everybody, and it's just a great event, and we want to see a lot more people come out this year.
That's really impressive regarding all those bands that reached out. It's a really good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have. And again, it's a great event in Luzerne County. You don't have to drive far. Even if there were people that came up from Hazleton, there were people that came down from Avoca, there were people that came from the Back Mountain. You weren't driving far, and you were able to enjoy a concert, and then you're home in bed by 9:30, which was great.
And one other thing you mentioned is this year is going to be a kids section. So, I mean, is this a family-friendly event?
Sure. You know, again, we design it so that when the concert is over, people go home. You know, it was never designed that we started at 5 o'clock and we go till 2 a.m. That's not the kind of event it is. It is a family friendly concert, 5 to 9. Yeah, we do have adult beverages there in a section that people can have a beer to. You know, we had people last year. There were no instances at all, zero. So it was responsible. People knew what they could do. 9 o'clock, you go home, and that's how we want to keep it, because it does have that family-friendly atmosphere to it.
That's great. So I want to kind of shift gears a little bit, and before we started, you mentioned something to me about Eckley Miners Village. What is Eckley Miner Village, and what's the significance to the area?
So Eckley Miners Village tells the story of how coal miners used to live. You know, obviously, this is an area that's rich in anthracite mining history. And Eckley Miners Village is a jewel that is located down outside of Weatherly. I will be honest with you, before I took this job back in the end of 2018, I hadn't been to Eckley Miners Village. That's my confession to you today, Billy.
Thank you.
We took a branding consultant around back in February of 2019, and he wanted to see all the assets of Luzerne County. So one of the places on the list was Eckley Miners Village. And I thought, this is great. This would be my first opportunity to go to Eckley Miners Village. And I remember when we pulled in, and I don't know what I expected, but if people have never been to Eckley Miners Village, I would encourage them to go. There's a museum there. There is a row of houses that you can see how the miners used to live. They run events all year long. They have Patchtown Days coming up, which then takes you back into the days of coal mining. It's a beautiful setting. I remember walking around and I told the consultant, I said, I had never been here before. And his question to me was, why? And I looked at him and I said, I really don't know. And, you know, my kids had never been there before. I've been there now maybe 7 or 8 times. I go to all the events that they have down there because it really is a great place to go. And you know, this much is true that we have learned, especially dealing with the consultant. The visitors will only go where the residents go. And I preach this everywhere I go. So visitors will only go where the residents go. So if the residents don't go there, you can't expect the visitors to go there. So I'm one of those people that was guilty of that. You know, I have relatives coming in from out of town, never took them there. But I went there in February, and since then I had a sister-in-law and my two nephews who are from Florida. I've taken them there. I've taken other friends there. We've gone on Halloween events there now. I mean, that I would encourage people, like with all of our different attractions, to go and check them out. Go hike Ricketts Glen. Take a walk on the DNL Trail. Because if you don't, as a resident, you cannot expect visitors to want to do that either.
Of course, that makes total sense. So speaking of the visitors, I think you guys have a visitor's guide rolling out sometime in the next few weeks. What's that about?
Yeah, this is going to be real exciting. So the visitor's guide has all the information there about all the attractions, places to go, things to see, restaurants. It talks about all of our different festivals. As you know, we have the Piss and Tomato Festival. We have the Kibasi Festival. We have the Pierogi Festival. We have the Multicultural Festival. We're basically a county of festivals. And all that information is in the visitor's guide. All the different restaurants that we have. We talked about the trails earlier. All that information is in there. Everyone that's a partner with the Visitors Bureau is listed in our visitor's guide. So somebody that comes to Luzerne County can grab a copy and see what there is to do. People that live here can grab a copy and say, look, and look at some of the places and say, I've never been there. Let's go, right? Let's check it out.
Where can someone find a copy?
So they will be all over the county. We hope to have them out by the middle of April. They're obviously at your popular restaurants and they're at hotels, and a lot of the colleges will have them obviously as well. We put them all over town. All the visitors, partners of the Visitors Bureau will have them. And there's something special about this year's visitor's guide.
What is it?
you have to pick up a copy.
Oh, I like that. Exclusive.
Exclusive right here.
I love it.
Without disclosing it and upsetting my director of marketing, this is something different.
Well, I'm excited to learn about it. So one other thing I think I want to touch on is the historical architecture in Luzerne County. For the historians out there, there's a lot of really, really cool historical architecture around Luzerne County. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm not a big architecture guy, you know, per se, but I've learned a lot in the last year. Tony Brooks, Wilkes-Barre City Councilman, does a lot of great tours of the historical architecture, especially in downtown Wilkes-Barre. He does tours of the Luzerne County Courthouse, and that's available to any groups, by the way, that want to contact him and do that. But it shows it's rich architectural history that goes back. And when you look at it, it's amazing. And just walking down, you know, parts of Franklin Street and going down River Street and look at some of the buildings that the colleges and universities have now converted for their use. It's different architecture. The architecture of the county courthouse is second to none. And when people can spend some time to take a tour of the courthouse, they can really appreciate the architecture.
For sure. And wasn't there just some restoration recently with the courthouse?
Yeah, they did a significant restoration of the rotunda area, and they're still working on some of the other areas. It's a beautiful building. I've grown to appreciate the architecture more than I did in the past. And people need to just take a deep breath, walk around Wilkes-Barre, walk around Hazleton, walk around Pittston, you know, walk around Anacoke. And we all have our older buildings and check out the architecture. And these are historical buildings as well. Go to 44th Borough, right, and check out the 44th Meeting House. You know, check out the Denison House. Look at the history behind that, and people learn more about the area that way.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. What are some other, in your opinion, must-sees or must-dos for someone visiting Luzerne County? What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm partial to the craft beer part, so I will tell you that if you come to Luzerne County, please take the Beer, Wine, and Shine tour. If you're hungry, take our pizza tour, take our ethnic restaurant tour. I'm a sports guy, so you know, go and see the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. You know, take a trip up in the summer and enjoy a great baseball game with the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. You know, go hike the trails if that's what you're into. There's going to be a race coming up in April that along the Susquehanna Warrior Trail, where they're going to run a section from Shikshini. It's a 5K run, and again, it's to show off part of that Susquehanna Warrior Trail part down there. But that, and again, I will tell you that prior to taking this job, I had no idea we had a Susquehanna Warrior Trail. So listen, this is an education for me too, and I will tell you, I'm proof that you're never too old to learn. So you know, again, Eckley and some of the trails and stuff that I was not even aware existed, and now doing a lot to promote them.
So besides the physical copy of the book, the visitor's guide that's coming out, how else can someone learn more about visit Luzerne County? Is there, I know you guys obviously have a website, but social media?
Get social media, you know, visit Luzerne County on Facebook, and we post things weekly. Megan Feelak does a great job as posting our social media events. And then people get to follow us. The visitluzernecounty.com website, and there are links to every single thing I've talked to you about today, and people can go on there. So you can get the electronic version, or you can get the printed version. We have Instagram with Visit Luzerne County. So we have a hashtag, it's here in LC. And some great pictures there because, and I know that you know a lot of people around here are big dog people, and we have our little mascot, which is Sunny, a little dog. And all I'll say is people need to go on and check out some of those pictures with Sunny in them, and they'll get a big kick out of it.
Can they find pictures of Sunny with that hashtag and repeat that hashtag again?
It's here in LC.
Okay, great. I hope everyone should pull out their phones right now, check out that hashtag. I think we're wrapping up down to our last few minutes here, but I have a couple more questions. What's your favorite thing about NEPA or Luzerne County?
Yeah, and listen, you know, it's probably overused sometimes, but it really truly is the people. I mean, we have a perception issue sometimes when we talked about that early on, which we're trying to change. I think one of the things the consultant said to us was that the people that live here are harder on the area than the people that visit. And one of the things that I have been trying to do is to change that perception. And when I stood in front of that concert stage for Rock in the River and with Dave Pedro, and we looked out and saw, you know, 3,500 people having a great time, having good, clean fun, and said, this is who we are. And so that, to me, is the thing that I really like most about this area.
I totally agree with you on that point. So how was your experience on the stacks today?
Had a great time on the stacks today. Had a little assistance getting up. You know, the ears are not really kind, but got on the stacks. It was the highlight of my year, Billy.
Thank you. I shared it
with you and Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, good answer, by the way.
I may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. It was great. I have followed this. I think it's such a great thing that has just really bloomed into its own little event. And you know, telling my kids and hopefully my grandkids someday that I was on the stacks is going to be cool.
Yeah, fourth episode, got in on ground level. We're here.
That's it. Me and Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, you and Mr. Peanut. That's awesome. What, you know, is there anything else before we wrap up? Is there anything else that you'd like people, you know, final words to know about Visit Luzerne County?
Again, the website, you know, will lead them in a lot of different directions. I encourage people to do things that I probably should have done years ago, is explore the area, explore Francis Slocum, explore Hazleton, check out Eckley Miners Village, go to the Back Mountain, you know, drive around Harvey's Lake, enjoy how beautiful that is. Plenty of restaurants to eat around here. Go to Jim Thorpe. You know, yes, I know it's not in Luzerne County, but it is an attraction for the people that live here and for the people that visit here. So we promote the Jim Thorpe area as well. One of the things that I talk to people about in groups is we don't live in a silo. And it's not just Luzerne County. It's Luzerne County. It's Northeastern PA. It's everywhere around. It's some of the partners we have in Lackawanna County. It's Malatesi's wine cellar up in Scott Township. You know, it's where the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders play. It's some of the places when you get to, it's whitewater rafting in the Poconos. It's going to Francis Slocum State Park. You know, we don't live in a silo. The cities don't exist in silos. The counties don't exist in silos. It's all Northeastern Pennsylvania, and that's what makes it such a great area.
So before we wrap up, you want to rattle off those dates again for Rock in the River. I think it's real important. I want to make sure we promote this a little bit for you guys.
Absolutely. We're looking at all the Fridays in July except the first one. So it's going to be July 10th, July 17th, July 24th, and July 31st at the Millennium Portal, which is on River Street in Wilkes-Barre, right across from King's College. The event will start at 5. The first band comes on around 6, and we'll go till 9 o'clock. Grab a bite to eat, bring your friends, make new friends, and just have a great time.
Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm really looking forward to the event. I know probably a lot of our listeners are as well. I know a lot of people probably went to it last year. So I want to thank you for coming in today, Ted, on the Stacks podcast, Visit Luzerne County.
Thanks for the early invite, Billy. Episode 4.
That's right. Thank you. If you'd like to learn more about the On the Stacks podcast, be sure to search the hashtag On the Stacks on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. We'll catch you next time on the Stacks.